Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have been connected to the internet for quite some time. I've been online for probably some 20 years, and I've developed a lot of friendships with people all over the world that I've gotten to know in that time. And recently, somebody said they were coming to San Francisco, and I changed my schedule around. I said, let's go meet somewhere. We made it an appointment to go meet at the Church Street Cafe and to sit there. And I got there and I waited and I called their phone number and they didn't pick up. And I was like, and I waited 15 minutes and I waited 30 minutes. And luckily, I had my laptop with me, and I connected, I got online, and I checked my email, and lo and behold, there was an email from them about a half hour before we were supposed to get together telling me that they're very sorry, but they actually didn't make it to San Francisco. So I was a little bit frustrated, you know, because, you know, I expect when people make promises to me, I have expectations that they're going to follow through on them. But, you know, human beings are very fallible. We don't always follow through on our promises, and and sometimes, you know, I just have to move on. But, you know, where human beings don't keep promises all the time, God always keeps his promises. You know, in our first lesson today, we read one of the early stories of Abram, but by the time he gets to that point, he's already pretty old, and his wife, Sarah, or Sarai at that point, her name has not yet changed, is barren, and he doesn't have any children. You know, God still promises Abram that he would have as many children as there are stars in the sky. Now, I know for the unfortunate people that never get out of San Francisco, you might not be able to look up in the sky and see all the vast majesty of stars that are up there. But anybody that's been around, you know, that's gotten out into other parts of California where there aren't city lights all around and there might be clear skies more often than there are here, you can look up and see stars just up and down the sky. And it's incredible. So that's a lot of stars. And despite what any reasonable logic would tell him, Abram believed God. And it was reckoned to him as righteousness. This despite the fact that Abram would never live to see this promise fulfilled. God makes a promise and Abram never sees it in his life. But he still has faith that God is going to keep the promise that he has made. Now, knowing that he couldn't possibly live to see this promise fulfilled. So what does that say about God's promises and our ability to see them bear fruit? Now, as a Christian community, sometimes we want to measure success by the amount of people that are filling our pews and the amount of offerings being poured into the baskets come collection time. And so, you know, when we put our hearts into doing ministry in the world, our hearts and souls, and the level of attendance on any given Sunday seems to be pretty much the same from week to week, up a little bit, down a little bit, we might have a tendency to immediately look at that as being a failure in all our work and efforts. But thinking like that puts the measure in the wrong place. It assumes that successful ministry is tied to the number of bodies that are sitting here and ignores the vast breadth of what evangelism is all about, the proclamation of the good news. So yes, it takes a continuous revenue stream to keep the church doors open and staffed. But the mission of sharing the gospel is so much more than about filling the pews or even keeping a church doors open. It's about bringing people the good news that Jesus Christ lived, died, is our risen Lord, and will return. And in that in him we will have everlasting life. Now, I have seen and been a part of ministry that had very little immediate consequence on church attendance. Now, when I walked with a night ministry last fall, with one of the night ministry associates, we met a lot of people who lived primarily on the streets. We gave an ear to their problems and concerns, and we prayed with them. These aren't people that are going to be filling our pews in church, necessarily. They might show up, much less tithe. But what happens at those moments is a success in our mission and our ministry by any measure. And when Pastor Steve and I go out on the street to distribute ashes on Ash Wednesday, we're doing it for people who might not ever be interested in coming and visiting Christ Church Lutheran. But we're reminding Christians about the presence of God in their lives, both with them and with those they might come into contact later on who see that cross on their forehead and maybe ask them what that's all about. Or reminds them that they haven't been to church lately. We're engaging those sheep who once knew what the Christian community was all about and had become separated for one reason or another, and letting them know that whatever reasons might have driven them from the church, away from Christ, Christ is still here for them. We're sending a message to the unchurched, those that don't really know what Christian being a Christian is about, that a Christian community is here to offer something good to anyone who asks, a reminder that we are but temporary on this earth and that we are doing it with no expectations in mind. Or we try to do it with no expectations in mind. And we are doing it in faith that the Holy Spirit is working through us and through those countless faces on the streets to remind people of God's loving presence there in and around 9th and Irving and Market and Castro. I'm going to take these off. That's not really helping me with the reading this. And where those good people are being sent. And whether or not any of those people show up at our Sunday morning service, we know in God's promise to us that His Spirit fills us up and sustains us in His living body, the church, even here, in an often hostile to any religious presence, city such as San Francisco. And we can do it without expectation and with faith. And when we share our sermons online, we only have figures, if we check, to find out the number of downloads that any one of our sermons receives. We might be able, with the right programs, to track down the general region or vicinity that these downloads are coming from. But other than a string of numbers, these visitors are pretty much anonymous. We don't know who they are. So we have no means of measuring the impact that our sermons might have on people's life all over the world. My voice, this very sermon, might be heard later on, months from now, in England or Romania or maybe even the remotest parts of the world like Australia, with somebody in an outpost surrounded by penguins and icebergs. We might not ever know who you are. But we know that what we're doing when we share these sermons is a part of following His command to proclaim the good news of our Lord. And that good news is being received in the ears and sometimes via text all over the world. And whether or not Pastor Steve gets emails from somebody who listened to any one particular sermon telling him how they impacted it, telling him how his sermon impacted them, we know simply by faith that the Holy Spirit is working in our voice now and later on when people listen to it. Because God has made His promise to us. And so being the utterly human and fault-ridden creatures that we are, we want to have preconceived expectations about God's plans for our activity in His name. We want to see results and know that what we are doing is making a difference. It's only natural. The hardest thing for many of us, and I'm including myself in this, is to put our hearts and souls into doing God's work and then just moving on to other things without finding out whether or not I made a difference in that person's life or that person's life, whether or not people come back here or go somewhere else, or to see how God is working. And I don't think that's as much a deficiency of having faith as it is as simply being human. However, when I'm able to just simply accept God's will for me, not easy, I again tell you, when I'm able to simply go about doing whatever I do in His name, whatever He calls me to do, and not worry about the results, whether it be preaching here on Sunday or caring for the homeless in the Tenderloin or distributing ashes on some neighborhood street corners, when we are imitating Christ, when we live in the example that He sets out for us, being examples to those who come, we might never be fully observe all those that follow us. But just as Abraham's descendants have been as numerous as the stars in the sky, God keeps His promises to us. And we can rest assured in the faith that He is keeping an eye on the results of when we do this work, even when we aren't. Amen.